said that about Bjorn Baker and Greg Ryan. They have Magic Missile in race three, which is number four. I think Bjorn Baker more fancies a couple of his other runners during the day, Capella Magna and also Lifeline Princess, but maybe his third stringer here. I think Magic Missile can win race three. Won a couple of barrier trials in Sydney, and last couple of runs at Newcastle and Goulburn, just behind the Place Getters. But with the rain, there could be a possibility today at Bathurst. It has won on slow track. It has run good races on a slow track, though, I should say, and it's only two starts. So they're my best two today. Ave number one in race one, and in race three, number four, Magic Missile. And, of course, the Bathurst Soldier Saddle is the big race of the day. I've got a sneaking suspicion that Emerald Fortune could return to a bit of form here. George Wright entered in for three races at the Mingbig Cup, the Ningen Cup, and the Soldier Saddle at Bathurst. He settled on the Soldier Saddle, third run back from the spell. It'll be each way odds and could run a good race in the Soldier Saddle. Andrew?
Okay, so the best there, race one, number one, and race three, number four. The first out at Bathurst for Soldier Saddle Day, as you mentioned, a good four. And by the way, just through a late scratching in race seven there, race seven, number 14, Letter to Juliet has come out as a late one, race seven, number 14. Good calling, Cole. We'll hear you through the day, mate.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Cole Hodges with a couple of best for Bathurst today. A terrific day. We are racing all around New South Wales. And the racing previews continue after the break. We'll look at Randwick with Paul Joyce.
Heading into winter, Sky Sports Radio brings you the best in racing and sport.
At the 300, did you give him a cheerio? What did you say?
No, not this week.
From Slats and TK on the Big Sports Breakfast weekdays to the Big Sports Breakfast weekend every Sunday morning, you'll hear the key players from all our winter sports. Racing HQ, Hunter's Postmortem, Going Greyhound, On the Pace, Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Bringing you the latest in news, interviews and tips. This is Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m. Are you ready for the 2017 Dali Scone Cup Carnival?
Friday, May 12 features the Cup, the English 2-year-old challenge and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday the 13th is highlighted by the English 3-year-old Guineas, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic and four listed races, plus fashion and fun galore.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now at sconeraceclub.com.au and beat trackside for city class racing country style. May 12 and 13.
April is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. astivita.com.au. That's astivita.com.au. Use the word radio for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
Two outstanding sales, one great location. Dome is the HTBA Scone Yearling Sale, May 14 and 15, followed by the Scone Weanling and Thoroughbred Sale, also May 15, both at White Park Scone. Visit inglis.com.au.
Hurry, Bing Lee's Easter deals end soon. Come in and grab a bargain today or shop online at binglee.com.au while stocks last.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
5 after 10, Anzac Day racing out at Randwick. It's free admission there. The gates opening after 11 and a special Anzac Day ceremony at around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Nevesh Ramdani, track manager, is out there. Morning to you, Nevesh.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
And what's it like out there, mate, at the moment?
Yeah, look, much better. It looked very overcast earlier, but in the last half an hour or so, the clouds have really lifted, a bit of sunshine. It's looking a little more positive, Andrew.
That's good. We're going to start with a soft seven and wait and see what the first race or two bring.
Yeah, I think that will be the way to go. We'll, a couple of big fields early on. We'll see how the track's playing, and we'll see. Possibly an upgrade at some point in the afternoon.
And Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward, telling us around 8 o'clock the rail's at 10 metres and there's a good growth of grass out there.
Yeah, it is, but very wide out around that home turn, Andrew, so good fresh pad of grass. We haven't been there for a while, and you know, it's a good pace for them to be racing around that turn.
Righto. So soft 7, rail at 10 metres, and as I say, gates open 11:30, and a special Anzac Day ceremony there at Randwick at around 2 o'clock. So we look forward to all that unfolding after the third, which is set to jump at 1:50. Thanks a lot, Nevesh.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great day.
Nevesh Ramdani joining us there, track manager. And right now, we're going to welcome in Paul Joyce, because I want to say something as I say good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters, and I'm extremely well on this Anzac Day 2017.
One of the big performances today goes to jockey Mitch Bell. He got married yesterday, and he's right now sweating out to be able to ride at Randwick today. He's got five rides, races 1, 2, 5, 6, and 8. And if he's dedicated after a marriage wedding there yesterday to be sweating it out right now so he can ride today, he deserves a winner or two today, Paul.
Yeah, he certainly does, Andrew. I've known Mitch for a long time. He's a hard worker, that's for sure, and I think you're proving that today. He travels up and down New South Wales to get rides where he can. So to be at Randwick today on a big day like this is terrific for Mitch. And I'm not sure if I've got him on top. I don't think I do, but I have been wrong once or twice before, Andrew.
Only once or twice. So you did give us the mighty fed in the first there on Saturday, which was a good kickstart. Nick Quinn's with us from tab.com.au. Quinny, good morning.
Good morning.
Which mic are you on? There you go.
There we go. Sorry, take two. Good morning, Andrew. I've really enjoyed listening throughout the morning and all the tributes that you and all the experts have paid to the Anzacs and everyone that's given so much so we can all be here today. And I love the fact that it's free out there today, so hopefully that can entice a couple of the diggers who do their own thing in the morning to head out at Randwick today and have an enjoyable day.
I will say it was Sunday, the wedding. I got mixed up there. It was Sunday, thinking that Monday is normally a public holiday.
Probably kicked into to Monday, so I'll...
So no wonder he's sweating.
You might have been right on a technicality.
Yeah, but well done to Mitch there on Sunday. All right, let's get into it here. 20 minutes to look at the card, and it begins at 12:40. Public holiday, the betting sort of warms up into the day, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it, because it hasn't been probably as big as what we would normally see on a Saturday when we look at these races that have been spirited betting activity from the Wednesday. But as you alluded to, it will warm up, and we've got a couple of open races on the program today. We'll start with race number one, Malabia, a $3.80 favourite, looking to break through at start number five. The favourite now from Madonica, $4.40. Grand Theft Auto, $5.50. Membership, $8. Didn't mention it. The other runner in single figure odds at $9. Malabia, the favourite here. Joyce, do you have her getting back in the run?
Yeah, she'll get back a little bit, Quinny. Barrier 2 is a big plus for her, though. She won't have to get back as far as she perhaps has in other races. She's got plenty of depth to her form, doesn't she? She's been racing basically in group company at 3 of her 4 career starts. I've got her for second. I've gone 3, 7, 8 and 12. I was just taken by the trial of number 3, Grand Theft Auto, for James Cummings. Obviously, we have seen her at the races on 3 occasions, and she hasn't set the world on fire by any stretch. Her best result was a third at Kembla last start, but he put the blinkers on. He gave her a trial at Randwick with Timmy Clark aboard, and they rode this Sebring filly cold there. She was last on the turn over 735 metres, and she had them rounded up within about 150 metres after turning for home. Tim Clark certainly didn't push her out. She did it all under her own steam, and she charged past them late for a really impressive trial win. Obviously, it's different under race conditions. She's out the 1,200. She's got to overcome a wide gate. But I expect them to ride her fairly quietly here, get her to the outside. And if she can reproduce that trial under race conditions, I'm keen to have something on her. So number 3, a Grand Theft Auto on top of the 7, Maliboa, who, as we said, has been racing in group company at 3 of 4 career starts, so has real depth to her form. Number 8, Membership, one start with Michael Friedman, now with Team Hawks, trialled in between at Rose Hill on the 10th of April, and I thought she trialled really well. She's out of Ladore Falls, who's a horse that punters will remember from about 10 years ago. And number 12, Seaglass, the first starter for the Snowdens. I thought she trialled well at Rose Hill recently on a heavy track beating Icon of Dubai. So throw her in the multis, 3, 7, 8 and 12.
3, 7, 8 and 12 in the first. Race 2, a few here that we're waiting to see market moves on. Del Fuego is one of those, a couple of others. What's it telling us at the moment?
Yeah, Del Fuego has been spec 70-6 and now a $5.50 chance. Andrew, has been the best back runner so far. Kookaburra heads the market at $4.60. The other one that's attracted a little bit of support is the 4 Enlightened Boy, drawn in gate 1, $8.50 back into $8. But Joycey, I'm sure the chances don't stop there. And I dare say this would have been one of the harder races to do a speed map for.
Yes, definitely. A lot of first starters and those that have raced, we haven't got much of a pattern on yet. So it is a tricky one to map. For those interested, Kookaburra looks to go forward. Also, Red Zephyr will rush forward, I would expect. And the one that I think will get a gun run is the 14, Piarata, and I'm going with him on top. That's a good odds. He was close to double figures. I've gone 14, 8, 9, and 1. We've seen him once at the races. He ran fourth at Warwick Farm on a heavy track behind the Mighty Fed, who obviously came out and won on Saturday. So there's some depth to the form there. He trialled particularly well leading into that run, and then he copped a wide run despite drawing a soft gate there. So I'm sure he'll improve. Barrier 3, soft trail behind the leaders. I think each way the 14 Piarata is how I'm going to play the race. Number 8, Kookaburra. Blinkers go on first time. We've seen him twice at the races for Chris Waller, placed on heavy tracks each time, so the conditions won't worry him and the blinkers should improve him. The 9, Korma, has been gelded during a spell. Hard to get a guide on these trials because he's been trialling on the synthetic at Warwick Farm. But his debut effort behind Serena Bay was very good, and he looks to me as though he's got some ability, number 9. Number 1, All Too Sweet, my best roughie, an all-too-hard debutante for John Sargent. I just really liked his action in his last trial. There hasn't been much money for him yet, but don't be surprised if he runs a cheeky race at big odds. I'll go 14, 8, 9 and 1 in the second.
To race 3, the Brigadier William Grant Handicap. Much discussion this morning, the Toppy and also Lucky Tiger. David Payne gave us a good push earlier on this morning over the 1400. Nick?
Yeah, well, Polemic is the favourite here. I mean, he's ran second in 3 of his 5 career starts, and punters hope he can break through here. He's a $2.90 favourite. Lucky Tiger has been the best back runner on the second line of betting now at $4.20. Emperor's Way 6, and it's a little bit of a gap out to $7.50 or better the rest. But Polemic, a pretty popular favourite, Joyce. He does look well placed, hard to beat, and I dare say should get a good run in transit.
Yeah, she'll get a lovely run. Look, he tended to get back a bit at his first 2 campaigns. He's been gelded during the spell and obviously been trialling on the synthetic as well. Been racing back on the synthetic, but as I said, very hard to get a guide when viewing trials on that synthetic surface. I've gone 8, 1, 4 and 2, number 8 Lucky Tiger on top for me because I know where he'll be. He'll be right on the speed as he was last start at Warwick Farm. That was over a mile, and he went down fighting, beaten the nose by Sweet Adeline, second up from a spell. David Payne, as Andrew just said, dropping him back to 1,400 metres. I can't see much pace or pressure up front. So given an easy time up near the speed with a light weight, 52.5 kilos, we've got a fit horse who we know gets through this going. I'm sticking with the safe play, number 8, Lucky Tiger on top for me. Number 1, Polemic. There's always been a good rap on him. They've decided to geld him, so that's a big call. He's a son of Street Cry, so he's going to have to pay his way now. And you'd like to think he could win a maiden on an Anzac Day public holiday. But whether or not first up on a sort of softer, heavy track's ideal, I'm not sure with a big weight. So I'll just put him into second for now. The 4, Ivory Man, his next pick. He was good on first up at Wyong. That was a heavy track behind Military Machine. Not giving too much away, but it's in later today, and I'm very keen. And number 2, Emperor's Way, had the 3 starts for 3 placings, resumes today, off a trial at Kembla where I thought he just did enough. So I'll go 8, 1, 4 and 2. Pretty keen to have something on Lucky Tiger with the lightweight.
And we should mention, Paul, with the rail out at 10 metres after the array of meetings, you'd feel that, well, the suggestion may be up on the pace with the rail out that far?
You would be surprised if it was the other way, but in saying that, even if they do happen to end up getting off the fence, if you're in front, you can always find your way out there first. So either way, the way the track will play, I think it'll be a bit of an advantage at least to be up near the speed.
Righto, to race 4, the Anzac Peel Cup here, Quinny.
Well, Stampede's favourite, and Stampede has been favourite 5 starts in a row now. So it is one horse that punters are certainly very much in the corner whenever Stampede does go around. Was $1.90 last night. There was a little bit of interest at the $1.90, but today it's just eased out ever so slightly to $2. The clear favourite now from Life Less Ordinary, who has actually been the best back runner, $3.50 into $3.20. Floodlight at $6, Kasiki Dane at $6.50, Slow Pace the Outsider at $15. Stampede, I dare say, will go forward, Joycey.
Yes, I've got Stampede likely leading. That's what he's done in most of his starts today. The only other one that may kick up is Kasiki Dane, who we saw basically lead throughout at Canterbury last start to beat Up and Rolling in that controversial race there. Obviously a very small field, tactics will come into it, but I couldn't imagine either of the other three are getting involved in any sort of speed battle. I've gone 3, 4, 5, 2, number 3, Life Less Ordinary on top. Just at the value, I think it's a two-horse race, as the market suggests, and you know I like my value, so I'll back the 3 to win. A very impressive Caulfield first up off some good trials. He'd really shown a bit at the trials and then reproduced under race conditions. Big query, obviously, the soft going. We haven't seen him here in Australia, let alone on soft or heavy tracks overseas, so very hard to get a guide how he's going to handle it. But Chris Waller, I don't think he'd be running him around if he wasn't reasonably confident he'd get through it. And if he does, I do think he's a better horse than Stampede. Stampede's done nothing wrong in saying that. Six starts in the Quinella all 6 times. And on heavy tracks, he's never missed, obviously, a top 2 finish. So he'll take plenty of catching. Just don't think he's going to get to dictate 100%. I think Kasiki Dane will make him do a bit of work, and that just may just leave him vulnerable late. 5 Kasiki Dane, loves these conditions, gets in really light at the weights. Last start winner, was fortunate to win last start, but that's the sort of horse he is. He gives himself every hope. And the 2 Floodlight, Blinker's first time. Is that going to switch him on? I haven't been that impressed with the 2 runs today, but they have been in stronger company than this. So maybe I'll put the pen through him one start too early. 3, 4, 5, and 2 for me in the Anzac Appeal Cup.
Righto, some news through for our harness racing enthusiasts. Today's TAB meeting at Coolamon has been called off. As we know, Dan, in that part of the world, we've lost the Niliquin thoroughbred races, and the rain has obviously impacted Coolamon as well. So take note, today's Coolamon harness meeting has been postponed at this stage. We're looking at Randwick with Paul Joyce, and Nick Quinn's here from TAB as well. Quinny, what's happening in race 5 at Randwick?
There's been good support for the 7 Duchess Pedrille. Was 4.60 into 4 yesterday. Today, 4 into $3.40. A couple of scratchings along the way, including the 4 Shield Wall, who was prominent in the market. But clearly the best back runner is the 7 Duchess Pedrille. So Splendid now, the second elect at 4.40. Mia Rossa at 6. Audacious Choice at 6.50. Word Games 8 with Emma Jane. Then Double Figures all better the rest. But good support for the 7 Duchess Pedrille, drawn nicely in gate 2, Joycey, and I dare say she could be relatively popular from that draw, relatively positive from that draw.
Yeah, look, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan, Quinny. She's actually my best bet of the day, Duchess Pedrille. Ronnie Quinton's filly, she's had the 3 starts, but what's really impressed me have been her 2 trials this time in on heavy and soft tracks at Randwick. And I haven't seen her in the flesh, but I'm keen to have a look at her today because she just looks to have really furnished during this last spell. And the last trial in particular, over 1,050 metres, she was ridden just off the speed in the trial, but she just ambled up alongside them. And even though Andrew Adkins, who's done all the donkey work getting her here to the races today, she just went straight past them under her own steam. And you don't see many better trials than that. So I'd be shocked if she didn't come out and go very close to winning today. The soft draw obviously helps, as Quinny mentioned. Josh Parr gets the job. And obviously Ronnie Quinton, we know how successful he is, especially with fillies and mares. So I think Duchess Pedrille, she's a deserved best bet of the day. And $3.40 by the sound of it, Quinny, that price might still be around come 3:05 this afternoon. The 5 So Splendid, look, she's got the blinkers on first time. She was unlucky last start at Newcastle. She was badly held up in the straight. So I do think she's a genuine threat. The 1 Audacious Choice, blinkers go back on for this filly. She has had a few chances. She's now had 7 tries and yet to win. And the 2 Mia Rossa, big query for me. We haven't had a trial this time in. She's a Victorian filly, and I couldn't find a jump out for her either. Whether she's had one or not, I couldn't find it. 7, 5, 1, and 2. Keen on the 7 Duchess Pedrille. She's the best of the day.
Righto, 7, 5, 1, and 2 there. Race 6 here. Guys, we've been all over skillful here since Joe Pride mentioned this morning that he thought the $7.50 or $8 was over. What price am I getting now, skillful?
$6 in from $7.50 in from $8.
You couldn't wait till 10:30, could you?
When you bet, Andrew, obviously the bookies are well entitled to turn a horse off, but skillful has been well back today, as has number 7, Magic Dallas, 13 into $8.50. They've been the 2 runners that punters have chipped away at today. We've got 3 horses sharing favouritism at $5. Of the trio, Labdians attracted the most support. And Lay Down the Laws had a little nibble as well, 9 into $8.50. So it's a very competitive betting market here, Joycey. Who goes forward? Do they be positive with one of the joint favourites, Denzel?
Yeah, Denzel will go forward, but it's probably worth noting the blinkers come off today, so perhaps not the intent to lead from that barrier, maybe taking a sit. But Vanaloquio will definitely go forward. Lay down the law, I don't think he'll hold too many prisoners. The Imperator Augustus, his best results are when he's been on speed. So there's a few here that could definitely take up the running. I've gone 3.692. I'm sticking with 9-year-old Lay Down the Law. He hasn't done much wrong this prep since Mark Connors has got hold of him. He's had the 3 starts. He got beaten by Crafty Cop in a really strong form race first up. Then he's coming out and won 2 on heavy and soft tracks, obviously in similar grade to this, benchmark 71 and benchmark 70. So with the claim today, he gets in very well in a 72. And really, this is a soft track verging on heavy. And if you look at his heavy track stats, he's never missed a Quinella out of 5 runs. And he loves the soft track as well. So the conditions suit. We've got the fit, in-form horse. And he's obviously taken that next step, even as a 9-year-old, since Mark Connors took control. So I'm sticking with Lay Down the Law on top in race 6. Vanaloquio, impressive win last start at Wyong. Just has to reproduce on a soft track. But his stats would say he prefers a soft track. From 10 starts, he's finished in the money on 9 occasions on soft. Number 9, Denzel. Blinkers off, as we said, but racing really consistently in the money at all 5 runs this prep. And the 2, Skillful, I wanted to find him up higher in the numbers when I did the form, but I'll just keep coming back to the fact that his good track stats totally outweigh his soft track stats. But if Joe Pride's keen, that's good enough for me to get in the top 4. 3.69 and 2 in the 6.
Yeah, Imperator Augustus will certainly go positive there. Better barrier draw today, according to John Thompson this morning. To race 7, the last here over the 1,000 metres.
Best back runner on the program, number 6, Blowing Kisses, the daughter of Eskimo Coin, 3.60 into 2.40. All the rage now from Loverboy Charlie 5, Conchita 5.50, Ice Bucket 6.50 with Athena Lass. Minnesota Best the rest there in the small field at $10. But Blowing Kisses has been well-backed, and Joyce, he should get a lovely run just off the speed.
Yeah, definitely, Quinny. There does look good pace here, doesn't there? Conchita, she rips along. She's drawn out. Ice Bucket will kick up. And the other couple there, Minnesota, also handy. And the other one I've got is Athena Lass. So you've got 5 basic on-pace runners, and you'd expect Blowing Kisses just to let them go. And Blake Shin keep her in clear air for the last crack at them. Look, I've got her clearly on top. I was tempted to make her the best of the day. She's just probably shortened up now to a stage where there's not a lot of value there. 6.132, Blowing Kisses, clearly on top. Terrific first up win on a soft track at Wyong where she powered to the line. The one, Ice Bucket, I love this horse. He comes to town off country form and he always produces the goods. He loves the distance. He'll give a cheeky side at odds if you want a bit of value. The 3, Loverboy Charlie, he'll relish the fast pace up front as well, and he's an absolute swimmer, so the conditions suit him. And number 2, Conchita, she drops back in class here off what she's been racing against, the Fireball, the Derby Munro, and the PJ Bell. If you want one that'll give you a good side out in front, well, she'll give that for sure. 6.132 in the 7.
6.31 and 2 there, and the last post at 4.50.
And another well-backed runner from the Hawk stable here with Military Machine, popular today. 4.40 into 3.20, the clear favourite now from Star Reflection 5.50, Arbalissa 6.50, Relaxed 8.50 with Rosetta's Way, double figures or better the rest, headed by No Interest at 10. But Military Machine has been popular in the lucky last. Joycey, where do you have the favourite in the run?
In front, first out, first home, Military Machine. The other 2 on-pace runners came out with the scratching, so any sort of pressure there is gone, which is no surprise. The punters have latched onto Military Machine this morning after scratchings. 5.93 and 2 in the last. I just love that first up win on a heavy track at Wyong. He put 2.25 lengths on them, but he did most of it inside the final 75 metres. He really attacked the line after racing on pace. And that's a great sign for on-pace runners because, you know, they'll keep going and the 1,200 today will not be a problem for him. Number 9, Arbalissa. I think she's the only real threat here. She's coming through much stronger form lines. The Dulcify she went around in last start. She's had 2 trials into this and she's looked good. Maybe just the way the race will run won't suit her like it will the favourite. The 3 Star Reflection, thereabouts. Never missed a spot, never missed a place on soft tracks, which is a plus. And the 2 No Interest, again, second up today. She's probably getting close to her best form, but whether or not they'll put enough speed on for her to warm up late, I'm not sure. But she's a place chance. 5.93 and 2 in the last.
5.93 and 2. So how are you going to play it as a standout bet here?
Well, the best bet's Dutch Espadrille, a race 5, number 7. We can still get $3.40. I'd suggest you jump on that and maybe take a beautiful play today. It's $20 for 31%. We take 7 and 5 in the first, 3 and 6 in the second, 6-1-3-2 in the third, and bring it home with 5-9-3-2. And as I said, $20, you actually get 31.25%. And let's not forget about that extra quarter.
Yeah, anything will help at this time of the week. All right, so that's the quaddie there, Paul Joyce's tips for Royal Randwick. You'll be back same time tomorrow, being a Wednesday tomorrow for Canterbury. We're on a soft five at this stage, and let's hope the late showers today and tonight stick away there. But you'll be back with Ray at 10 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, for sure, Andrew. And look, anyone that is thinking of having a bet tomorrow, there are early races in particular, there's some real bets to them. So we'll get a bit of money out of today, and then we'll be ready to play it up tomorrow.
All right. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Paul.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Paul Joyce and his preview of Randwick. Jockey's Challenge?
Yes, Jockey's Challenge. Kieran McAvoy, $1.95. The clear favourite now from Blake Shin, $2.70. Brendan Abdullah is an $8 chance. Then we have Tim Clark, $15. Ty England, $18. Rachel King, $21. James Ennis Jr., 35. If I didn't name the jockey, any other jockey, an $18 chance. But Kieran McAvoy riding very well, and an odds-on quote at $1.95 to take out today's Randwick Jockey Challenge.
Righto. You'll be back after midday with the late mails for both Randwick and Flemington, the VRC St. Ledger meeting down there. That's after midday. I'm grabbing for my sheets. Quinny, have you got the times in your mind?
No, I haven't. I'm worried I've been speared today for Andrew Giorgio. I think okay, he said, well, I do Tuesdays. I don't care that it's a public holiday. You can just listen to me today, who you high-haired fool.
Well, the Randwick late mail is just before 10 past 12, and the Flemington late mail just before a quarter to one. So that's when the punters will get the last-minute information for those meetings. Repeating, free entry today at Randwick, a special day in Australian history. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thanks, Andrew.
Nick Quinn there. Coming up shortly on Racing HQ, Russell Veitch will join you with On the Pace and Greg Hayes, all the latest in harness racing. 11 o'clock, Peter Alice will look at Murray Bridge. After that, Steve Moran to look at Caulfield. Simon Donopoulos will be on air just after or around 11:30, now that we've lost Coulomb on harness, around 11:30 for Simon Donopoulos, and Darren Flindell will be chiming in with his own preview out of Randwick and then all the late mails. It is a day steeped in history. 102 years ago today, the beginning of World War One. It was the landing of Gallipoli. And we wish all the diggers and all the people that continue to fight for Australia and indeed New Zealand that are a part of Anzac Day, we wish them the very, very best. And our thoughts are with you, everyone, today.
I was on. Chills me to my feet. And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. I was only 19.
Pressure. It's something that most of us don't like to be under. In fact, it often causes confusion and mistakes. As a professional athlete, it's something that I've had to get used to. Yet people think it's okay to put heaps of pressure on kids to perform when they're playing sport. It may seem harmless enough, but constant calling out instructions from the sideline and telling kids what to do can be a real downer. I'm Sam Thido from the Brisbane Broncos, and it's time to let kids be kids and enjoy their sport. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
Sky Sports Radio brings you the very best in thoroughbred racing, and this Saturday, the very best is at Hawkesbury. Saturday morning from 6:30, catch Ron Duffercy.